Today, the scripture reading is in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 10 to 21.
书十二章十到第二十一节.
And we will be reading this verse in English responsively and then in Cantonese responsively.
我们会先用英文，然后用广东话读出.
Romans chapter 12. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal.
Be fervent in spirit, serve the Lord.
Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer.
Contribute to the need of the saint and seek to show hospitality.
Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them.
Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep.
Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Never be wise in your own sight.
Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to those who are honorable in sight of all.
If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peacefully with all. Beloved, never avenge yourself. But leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written,
Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord.
To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head.
Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. 是罗马书第十二章。 第十节, 爱弟兄要彼此亲热, 恭敬人, 要彼此退让, 不可懒惰, 要心里火热, 常常服侍主, 在指望中要喜乐, 在患难中要忍耐, 祷告要恒切, 客要一味的款待, 逼迫你们的, 要给他们祝福, 已要祝福, 不可诅咒, 这人, 与哀哭的人同哀哭，要彼此同心，不要志气高大，倒要苦咒卑微的人，不要自以为聪明，不要以恶报恶，众人以为美的事，要留心去做。若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。真冤宁可让步，听凭主怒，因为经常记着。 主说：恩冤在我，我必报应。所以你的仇敌若饿了，就给他们吃；若渴了，就给他们喝。因为你这样行，就是把炭火堆在他的头上。May
God bless the readers and hearers of His word.
愿神祝福读同埋听佢话语嘅人。
The title of the message by Pastor Wilson Chan this morning is Patience.
我哋停牧师今日所讲嘅题目系忍耐。
Let us pray.
我哋低头祈祷。
Father, may you quiet our minds and hearts now and help us be attentive to your word.
让我哋嚟到你嘅面前去听你话语嘅时候，都让我哋去喺你面前卑微。
We know your spirit indwells your people and enables them to understand what you have to say to us. So grant us understanding so that we can live your word out. And we ask that in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, you and I probably won't like the literal meaning of the Greek word that's translated patience.
你同我可能唔鍾意忍耐呢個字嘅希臘原文.
Because the literal meaning means to suffer a long time.
因為呢個字本來意思即係話要去受苦一段好長嘅時間.
Now that doesn't sound very promising, especially in this day and age.
尤其喺今日呢個世代，冇人鍾意忍耐呢或者受苦.
So what is the biblical idea of patience?
咁究竟圣经里边讲到咩叫做忍耐咧
？Well, patience is that character trait that God enables believers to have, in which you're able to bear up under difficulty.
其实忍耐系一个神所俾我哋一个嘅，让我哋喺困难之中嘅时候可以坚持下去。
And you're enabled to do that as the Lord enables you without giving up, without giving in to bitterness.
咁我哋喺呢个忍耐嘅过程里边，我哋能够坚持落去，亦都唔会有个心里边有呢个苦毒。
I have it on the screen for you, in case you missed that. Patience is bearing up under difficult circumstances without giving up, without bitterness.
就话喺呢个忍耐嘅过程可以坚持落去，亦都唔会有呢个苦毒。
And therefore, there are two kinds of biblical patience.
有两种唔同圣经所讲到嘅忍耐。
Well, the first, as we saw last time, it's patience or peace under difficult circumstances.
就话喺困难嘅情况之下。
And the other kind is patience and grace before difficult people.
另一种就话喺呢个困喺一啲好难相处人嘅人嘅面前，佢能够坚持呢个忍耐，亦都系有呢个嘅怜悯同埋恩典。
And I think you agree with me in this day and age of constant banter over the wild wild west of social media that we need a lot of patience with difficult people。
咁尤其今日喺呢个咁多呢个嘅。传媒这个社交网站的之下，很多人也都很多很困难的人可能做了很多的声音。
And so what the text before you will show us today is what's the principle, what's the practice, and what's the power to be patient.
我们今天会讲到个原则在哪里，我们有什么方法，怎样去应付。
Okay, so what's the principle? What's behind patience?
咁第一我哋讲到就话，究竟喺呢个忍耐嘅背后有啲咩嘅原则我哋要跟随咧
？Well, think of the spectrum, the plethora of people that you face during life.
咁你谂下就话，如果你假设你人生里边要见到好多嘅人，好似一个好长嘅光谱嘅上边。
At the one end of the spectrum.Are people who just don't like you.
有些人就是他们不喜欢你。
Now they don't wrong you, they just don't like you.
这些人可能没说到你做错事但他总之又是不喜欢你。
You know, they're the types of people who won't work with you. Even it might be a co-worker, they don't want to work with you.
或者可能是你的同事他不喜欢跟你一起做事。
In fact, they kind of work against you.
或者有时做些事专门是针对你的。
And those people can be anywhere, in any organization.
咁可能喺任何嘅情况任何嘅机构你都会撞到呢一种人。
These are people on this end of the spectrum who just don't really work with you or help you at all.
係完全唔会帮你。
And so you don't get along with them.
咁於是你同呢啲人就相处得唔好。
Okay, that's one end of the spectrum. Now, how about, again, the spectrum's a line, right? How about the middle of the spectrum?
我们讲了这个光谱的一边，我们讲下中间有些什么人。
Well, these types of people, the people who have wronged you, but they go a little further. They hurt you.
这些人不单止不喜欢你，还会做些事是伤害你的。
They've done an injustice to you. For example, they lied to you.
他们会跟你讲大话。
They cheated you in some way.
他们在一些情况之下会去伤害到你。
Okay, everybody with me, you got spectrum of people, right? You got to deal with in life.
那么就是这个光谱上面可能你要去面对的不同的人。
I didn't mention that far end of the spectrum, right? Those nasty types, right?
那么还有去到的另一边光谱的另一边那一种人。
The far end.Which I guess we could call them persecutors.
好听啲，我哋叫做逼迫你嘅人。
Right. For instance, a lot of persecutors are out about against Christians around the world, right?
尤其是嗰啲系喺呢个世界上边去逼迫嗰啲基督徒嘅人。
And so you get the idea of those types of people, right? At that far end of the spectrum, persecutors are people who haven't just wronged you, they have it in for you.
他就说这些人是会专门去选你,去逼迫你的。
They want to lower your quality of life.
这些人会专门将你的生活上面应该有的一定的程度的舒适,会专门去摧毁他。
They want to do you harm.
会想伤害你。
And of course, throughout our lives, we know those types of people, right? Like the bully in school, the bully who will sneak up behind you and knock your books down.
好像在你上学的时候,那些所谓的大教授,专门在后面推你,抢你的东西,这样。
Of course, I've got to bring that illustration to 21st century, right? You don't probably don't have books, you have an iPad, right?
很多时候我都会见到,
they might try to somehow destroy your iPad.
或者会专门整烂你的iPad。
So what, get it. In all seriousness now, what's the response?
那你怎么样去,
what, as a Christian, how are you supposed to respond to that?
你怎么样对这些人做的事,作出一个适当的反应呢?
Well, as we learned in Sunday school this week, as David Chan taught us in the English class, it's a natural inclination to what? Get back.
好像正如在这个英文主学里面刚刚讲到,很多人都自然的,
See, when people wrong you, the default mode is to retaliate.
很多时候人们很自然的动作,又说去报复。
That's who we are. That's our natural inclination. I got to get back.
这个是一个人很自然的反应。
You get even, right?
他打我,我就打回他。
In fact, you don't just sit and think, I got to think this over. I think I'll retaliate. No, default mode, sinful nature, you intuitively retaliate. So, there's the problem. How then, if you're a follower of Christ, especially, how then do you deal with that?
如果你是一个基督的跟随者,你会怎样做呢?
As you see on slide 3, how do you get patience? Not only with difficult circumstances, but with difficult people, relationships, those who have wronged you.
尤其今天我们讲到就说,不是一个困难的情况,而是要对付一些很困难,很难相处的人。
Well, the principles in the text, verses 17 and 21.
就是今天我们所读过的17节和第21节。
And I'll show that to you in a second, but at this point, by the way, Christians diverge. Do you know that? Christians diverge from every other ethical religious system.
但你要明白,就好像基督教是跟其他的宗教,或者跟任何的一个种族的群体是不同的。
There is no culture in this world, no society in this world that can embrace verses 17 and 21 of this text in Romans 12.
在第17到21节讲的话,世界上没有一个社会,没有一个文化,相信好像基督教所相信的东西。
People have said Christians are crazy. You can't do that.
很多时候人都说,哇,你这样做,你的基督徒是癫癫的。
And as you see on the screen, verse 17 says, do not repay anyone on that spectrum, anyone, evil for evil.
你不要以恶报恶。
Verse 21 also says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
不单止你不要以恶报恶,还要以德去报怨。Now
put those two verses together.
你看这两节经文?
Here's what it's saying. You know that word overcome is the key word there, right? It appears twice, right, in those two verses. Overcome.
Overcome这个字的原文,你去胜过它,好像一个打仗的一个字。
And the Greek word behind overcome is a military word. It means to overpower you.
是一个军事的字,就说你打仗的时候,你打翻赢对方。
Right, overpower militarily, that means to defeat you.
去击败了人家。
So this is what it's saying, if someone harms you or hurts you by default, you just hurt them back, right, by the natural inclination, right?
很简单,就说人家去伤害了你的时候,你去打翻他。
When someone insults you and reviles you, you naturally, want to get back at them.
人去喺言语上边去侮辱你，你闹翻佢。
And when that happens, and you give in to that, the Bible says you have been defeated, defeated militarily, defeated, overcome by evil.
但系圣经讲到就话，当你一个人伤害你，你蓄意嘅伤害翻佢嘅时候，佢就话你俾恶所胜过咗你。
Remember, it's a military word. That means you lost. You lost.
其实好似我哋好多时候面对呢一啲事嘅时候，好似喺军队一样，好似系打紧一场嘅仗。
And since you've been overpowered by evil, because you're responding in an evil way to evil, you become part of the problem of the world.
咁当我哋俾呢个恶系胜过咗，做到好似世界上做嘅嘢嘅时候，我就好似系困难呢个问题嘅其中一部分。
And as God, through the Apostle Paul, spells out very clearly here, you become evil yourself.
佢话你自己都成为咗呢个嘅凶恶。
So how are you doing?
咁我点做咧？
How are you responding to the evil that is done to you?
咁你点样样去应付一啲人对你嘅唔好咧？
You know, when someone wrongs you and you can't forgive or be kind or gracious to them, you've been overcome. You've lost. Evil has won.
咁你如果做唔到嘅时候，你就俾恶去胜过咗你。
In fact, the Bible goes further. It says, if you do not will their good, the person who's did you bad, if you don't will their good, but are willing them harm, evil's overcome you.
咁如果你唔系咁样做，你如果都系用其他方法嘅时候，想去报复，都系俾罪恶胜过咗你。
You've been smashed. It's a military word. Defeated. Overcome.
你好似系俾呢个恶，好似咧系迎头痛击喺你嘅头上边。
That means you've been, you're part of the problem. You're part of the problem of the world.
当你都系一样，好似其他人咁去报复嘅时候，你都系成为咗世界上边其中一个嘅问题。
For the simple fact, you've become evil yourself.
因为你自己都成为咗恶嘅其中一个。
You know what repaying evil for evil is? I want to see them hurt. I want to see them grovel.
咩叫做以恶报恶呢？ 就话你都想见到对方受到伤害。
They did me bad. I'm going to bring them down.
佢伤害咗我，我要将佢点啊掹翻落嚟。
So you're either doing the retaliation or you're wishing that someone retaliate to them.
唔单止可能系你自己去报复，或者亦都喺你嘅脑海上面谂下，如果佢死咗就好啦。
You see, Jesus explains that. You know, even if you wish that, you have been overcome by evil.
即系话，就算喺你嘅脑海里边谂住点样样，佢点样会点样衰嘅时候，其实你亦都系喺做咗以恶报恶。
Let me just give you three quick examples of how you're defeated here.
让我俾三个嘅例子你。
You know, suppose you stay angry and bitter against someone who's done you really bad. You're staying in what I would call retaliation mode.
咁第一就话你如果一个人系得罪咗你，你继续咁去嬲佢，你一直都系带住一个仇恨嘅心态对住佢嘅时候，咁呢个其中都系一种。
Or even if you don't retaliate, even if you don't act on it, right? Which in most cases you don't. Even if you don't retaliate, but stay angry or bitter towards someone, that distorts you. It poisons your relationships.
咁但系当你就算系你，我喺行动上边去伤害咗呢个人，但系你嘅脑海里边一直去仇视呢个人嘅时候，呢个仇视嘅心亦都系慢慢慢慢嘅系去影响到你。
You know that. You become biased, prejudiced.
咁你对呢个人可能有呢个嘅歧视，或者一直咧系对佢有不满。
You begin to think and say dumb things like they're all like that.
哦，佢哋系咁噶啦。
You see how it has overcome you?
睇唔睇到就话呢一个仇恨，呢个苦毒嘅心系完全系喺你内心里边散播出嚟咧？
You know, people who stay angry at people, they think they're accomplishing something, but you know what? They're ruining themselves.
去完全嘅摧毀咗你。
Even if you stay angry or bitter against someone, you're staying in this retaliation mode.
当你一直去嬲呢个人、仇视佢嘅时候，你就一直喺呢个报复嘅心态里边。
For instance, suppose you've been hurt. Let's say you're a man. You've been hurt by a woman. You know, it distorts your view of women.
假设你是一个男人，你被一个女人伤害过的时候，可能会令你从此对女人有一个错误的看法。If
you continue to remain bitter and angry, it's going to affect your relationships in the future of other women.
如果你继续都是对妇女抱着一个苦毒怨恨的心的时候，将来长远你和其他女性的关系受到影响。
Of course, that's also true if a woman stays bitter against a man too, right?
同样，倒回头都一样。
That bitterness will affect all your future relationships with men.
这个内心的苦毒，影响到你和其他人的关系。
And you're smart people, you can put two and two together, right? Then the truth comes when it comes to race, when it comes to class, when it comes to nationality, right? It all figures in, right?
佢一反三，无论系喺民族上边，或者系种族其他嘅嘢，同样都系一个嘅道理。
You know that as a fellow human being, if people wrong you and you hate them, you stop trusting them.
咁当一个人系得罪咗你，你憎佢嘅时候，这个嘅憎恨可能会散播去其他嘅事上边。
See how tainted you become? Because evil overcomes you.
因为这个嘅 罪恶，这个苦毒去胜过了你。
Secondly, it doesn't just harm your relationship, it harms you.
其实不是说去影响到这个关系，最基本的是影响到你自己。
And the worst thing that can happen to you is to be pushed away, but what the gospel wants of you.
就是说将在你内心里面本来这个福音所做的事都将他们去拱走了。
That's why around here we constantly tell you to preach the gospel to yourself daily.
为什么我经常都会提你就说，你要每日向自己去传福音。
Because the gospel wants you to respond in God's way, God's love for you. Because God loves you, you're able to forgive.
当你向你自己传福音的时候，你是令到这个福音在你内心里面去改变了你。
And we strive, we want, because God has changed our hearts, we want to love Him, we want to obey Him, we want to love others.
当你向自己传福音的时候，你去爱你自己，亦都晓得去爱其他人。
But obviously you can't do that if you remain angry or bitter against someone, right?
但如果你内心成日都是充满着苦毒，充满着怨恨的时候，你怎样做呢？
And practically speaking, the problem of the world is self-centeredness, right? That's so obvious. It's self-righteousness. That's the problem.
当这个世界上今天这么讲，这么多自我中心，讲自己的时候，你就做不到了。
Right, what is self-righteousness? I'm better. I'm better. My race is better.
当你说你自己是自义的时候，你讲的就说我是比其他人好。
That's self-righteousness.
这个就是自义。
For self-righteousness says, I'm more important than you.
我比你好啲啊。
It's me, me, me first.
乜嘢都系讲我自己。
Self-righteousness says, I'm better. Where do you think war comes from?
你觉得呢个自己系边度嚟嘅呢？
Where do you think all our problems come from?
我哋嘅问题其实系边度嚟嘅呢？
The whole point of the gospel, the good news, is to destroy your self-righteousness, to destroy this idea that you're any better. It's by grace you've been saved by faith.
在这个时候，福音讲的一样东西就说，福音是这个恩典令到你这些自义，这些不好的东西能够被摧毁。
The gospel in a nutshell says you're saved by grace. Period. It's a free gift.
是凭这个恩典令到你能够有信。
So how can you stay angry at somebody?
当如这个恩典是降临你身上的时候，你怎可能成日去嬲一个人呢？
But we do. We stay self-righteous, we ramp it up.
我很多时都会嬲一些人。And
when you get angry at somebody, you nurse that idea.
当你去嬲一个人的时候，你很多时都保存着这个思想。
You play it over again and again in your memory banks.
在你的 呢个记忆嗰个嘅录上面，你一次又一次去谂起呢个人对你做嘅嘢。
Evil has overcome you.
罪胜过咗你。
It's turning you into a self-pitying, self-centered, self-absorbed person.
将你变成一个自我自怜嘅一个人。
And do you know the danger that you become cruel? You become cruel.
当如果你唔去醒觉嘅时候，你慢慢变成一个好残忍嘅一个人。
Don't you see that? That's the problem of the world.
呢个就系今日世界嘅问题。
Evil is winning. Do you want that?
你想唔想睇到呢个罪恶慢慢嘅渗透到去全世界里边呢
？Not only do retaliation and bitterness hurt your relationships and hurt the heart, but of course it destroys the person that you're hating.
唔单止系伤害到你，亦都伤害到。你有这个严苛的人。
Right, if a person wrongs you and you pay them back, you know what you're doing? You're reinforcing the wrong.
如果一个人去说你怨你做错事的时候，你去生气，其实这个错是更加的大。
You're putting a stamp of your approval on their behavior, which is wrong.
将你自己，将这个的，你的严苛，这个伤口撑得越来越大。
You know, if someone harms you and you just pound them to death, what do they say? Oh,You know, I've seen my error. They're going to say that when you pound them to death.
你可能会继续的去埋怨他们。
Obviously not, right? They're going to say, I was right to do that. You dastardly person.
你对这个人说，我有这个权利这样做啊。
You know, not only do you just create this cycle of insult after insult, back and forth, right? You alienate everyone. You alienate their friends. There's a,Big divide. It's them and you.
当你说你有权利去做你自己喜欢想做的事情的时候，其实好像是一个重复又重复的一个循环，而去到尾，令到你和你的朋友可能是分隔了。
Don't you see that's happening? More and more and more today? Don't you see that?
你看到今天其实我们世界又不停地循环着这一切的事情
呢？ Evil is winning.
今天是赢紧。
On slide four, if you don't forgive or respond with graciousness and kindness, evil wins, right? If you don't respond by willing to the good of the person, just willing the good of the person, evil wins.
无论话你唔去宽恕佢哋又好，或者你唔去愿意再对嗰人好嘅时候，都系讲到话罪系胜过咗你。
So I hope you see the principle behind patience, right? It's not complicated. The principle.It's hard though. It's not complicated. It's hard. You overcome evil with good, says the scriptures.
其实圣经很简单，就说你以德去报怨。
Now, of course, it gets complicated, right? When you involve nations, right?
但是当你讲到一个国家的层面的时候，又更加难讲了。
Right? For example, Ukraine was invaded by Russia, right?
你知道，俄国去侵略这个乌克兰。
And every day on the news, you see the suffering.
每一日你睇到咗呢个嘅啲人受苦。
And the sovereignty of a nation is at stake, right?
咁呢个乌克兰嘅主权受到影响。
And so the question is, what does a nation do when they're attacked?
咁个问题就话，当你个国家係俾人哋侵略嘅时候，你会点做呢？
Well, that's related to what we're talking about, but that's another sermon.
咁可能同我今日讲嘅有关，咁就係另一个嘅讲到啦。
So I gotta mention it, but I can't really cover anything concerning that today.
咁我咧只能够略嘅去提过。
But I want you to know this idea that you can only overcome evil with good is a profound biblical theme throughout the scriptures.
咁但我想话俾你听，就话呢个去做好事而去胜过一啲对唔住你嘅人，其实系一个圣经里边经常提过嘅一个主题。
In fact.Tolkien shines that theme before you in his series of books, Lord of the Rings.
咁我哋睇过一套嘅电影《魔戒》，其实就系讲紧呢一样嘢。
And if you read his books or seen the movies, you know the principle. It comes out, it shines out. You can't miss it.
咁呢个魔戒讲到呢样嘢系你唔可以唔会记得嘅。
You know, I know some of my friends out there. You know.In youth group, you've seen Lord of the Rings, right? You know the theme.
你知道魔戒讲咩啦？
Do you know what the storyline is Well, it's about the idea that there's this ring. Whoever wears the ring can rule the world.
咁就话有一只戒指，吓边个人戴住佢咧，你就可以统治呢个世界。
But the problem is, the ring is made by an evil lord.
咁呢只戒指系一个邪恶嘅一个人所做嘅。
But if you use the ring against the evil lord, you become evil yourself.
咁但系当你戴住呢只戒指，你可能统治咗全世界，但你自己亦都会变成邪恶。
And so the only way, as Tolkien writes, the only way to kill and destroy the evil lord is what? Not with power, but with weakness and sacrifice.
咁唯有一个方法可以胜过呢个魔界嘅，就话当你愿意去牺牲，当你愿意去成为软弱嘅时候。
Tolkien's a Christian, Catholic Christian. He knows the gospel.
呢个作者系一个基督徒，佢好明白到基督呢个圣经所讲嘅系咩嘢。
It's the reason why Jesus came, right?
所以点解同样就话点解耶稣基督要嚟咧？
He doesn't come first to bring judgment. He comes to bear our judgment.
基督嚟到唔系要去审判人，而系去承受神对呢个世界嘅审判。
Because we're the guilty party. We're the ones who ignore God. We're the ones who push God away, saying, "Forget you, God. I'm God. I'm the King."
因为我哋其实只系嗰应该去受惩罚嘅人，我哋只系嗰个想将神去拱走嘅人。
Well, see, on slide five, that's the principle behind being patient. But what about the practice?
咁我哋头先讲咗一个原则，咁我而家讲下究竟有咩方法去应付。
Now, obviously, in 20 minutes, I can't touch a whole lot on the practice.
咁我哋快啲讲。
But you've been getting a whole dose of that in Sunday school and Chinese fellowship.
咁你喺呢个嘅主日学喺传记。 我都讲过嗰本书，都讲咗一部分啦。
And if you've been able to attend, we've been going over The Peacemaker by Ken Sandy. A lot of this is in there.
咁其实如果你有上主日学嘅时候，你睇到讲到呢本书 Peacemaker，亦都讲咗好多嘢。
So I can only give you a sliver of things, maybe really real tiny sliver, this morning.
咁我今日俾少少嘅例子你。
But you may say, when someone, as you see on the screen, when someone wrongs me, what am I supposed to do?
咁有啲人去冤枉你嘅时候，咁你可以点样做咧？
Right, what's the practical take home? How do I overcome evil with good?
咁我喺呢个情形之下，我点样可以以德去报怨咧？
Again, briefly, five things, five practical things. First, bless them. Verse 14, right, says, bless those who persecute you.
喺第一，佢讲到第十四节话到去祝福佢哋。Right,
the word bless probably means to pray for them. Pray for God's blessing to come down on them. Lord, shower them with your blessings and grace.
祝福嘅意思即系话你去祈祷神嘅恩典，佢嘅祝福会降临喺一个人嘅身上。Even
if that's not the accurate meaning of verse 14, Jesus says in Matthew 5, pray for those who persecute you.
咁喺呢个马太福音第五章，耶稣基督讲到话，为到嗰啲逼迫你嘅人，为到佢哋祈祷。Just
think a moment.
你谂下。
Think about that.
你谂下。
Pray for those who persecute you. You know the persecutors on the far end of the spectrum. You know who are really out to get you.
你谂下呢样嘢，你谂下喺呢个光谱上边，最近嘅一边有啲人去刻意去逼迫你，而你去为佢祈祷。
And the reason why you ought to do that, putting Matthew 5 and Romans 12, 14, is you really can't hate somebody when you're praying and ask God to bless them. You can't hate them.
作为一个基督徒，我哋唔可以去憎一个人嘅时候，我哋能够做嘅就为到去祈祷。
Second practical practice is on slide 6, forgive them.
咁下一样嘢就话去宽恕佢哋。
That's verses 17 and 19. You should always forgive, right? Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Do not take vengeance, my friends.
咁喺17、19节话，你唔可以以恶去报恶。
And that means don't take revenge, right? By doing things that make their life difficult.
即系话你唔可以刻意嘅去报复，令到嗰个人嘅生活系有困难。
Right? The bully damaged my iPad. I'm going to damage his iPad, right?
嗰个大教衰整烂我 iPad。
Forgive forgive. Forgive is granted before it's felt. Thirdly, don't avoid them.
第三就话唔好避开佢哋。
And that's verse 18. Do you see that there? If it is possible, as far as depends on you, live at peace with everyone.
因为圣经里面佢讲到话，你要与众人和睦，与众人系和睦咁相处。
Now, of course, they might not want to see you.
佢可能唔中意想见到你。
But you do your part.
但你做翻你要做嘅嘢。
You don't stay away from them, right? You do your part. But if they want to stay away, then that's it, right?
佢系要避开你，呢个系佢嘅事。
Fourthly, will, this is on slide 7, will their good.
最后一样嘢就话去帮佢哋去做好。
And what does that mean? It's verse 20. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink.
在第二十节他讲到说,如果你敌人肚饿的时候,你给食物他。
And what that has to mean is not necessarily that you have to literally feed them, you know, you have to invite them to lunch.
不是说叫你,现在走出去买个take-out给他。
But what it means is, in every possible way, seek to will their good.
就是说在任何的情况之下,你能够做到一些的事情,去帮助他们。
Or do what you can to be good to them.
做一些事是为到他们好的。
You say, if somebody's wronged me, do I have to trust them?
那个问题就是说,如果一个人去冤礼了你的时候,我需不需要去信这个人?
Well, of course, it depends, right?
要看看情况了。
What if your friend is a drug addict? An alcoholic, right?
如果你的朋友是吸毒,是这个的余酒的。
And they're your friend, right? You want to try to help your friend, right? You're not loving them if you just trust them, right?
你不是说信他,你也去爱护他。
Because obviously, if the person's addicted, they're going to lie to you, right? Because they're addicted, they can't help it.
即是说他们其实自己都帮不了自己。
And you know how easy it is for a person who's addicted to something, like a drug, to lie?
当一个人去完全的是在一样东西上面上瘾的时候。
So of course in love you don't trust them, right? You want to help them.
你想去帮助他们。
Therefore, if you love your friend, you probably will not trust them all the way, but again, you don't withhold trust to hurt them.
你去爱他们,你未必是完全的信他们,但也有一部分你都会信他。
You withhold trust to love them, right?
你最重要就是说要去爱护他。Fifthly,
oppose them humbly.
第五就是说,你反对他的时候,带着这个是虚心,带着这个忍耐。Romans
12 says something difficult. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. If in doing this, you will keep burning coals on his head.
其实刚才经文讲过,当你的敌人是肚饿的时候, 你去喂饱他,去口渴的时候,你给水去喝。当你这样做的时候,就好像将这个炭火放在他们头上。
Now there's a fair amount of debate amongst commentators in the understanding that paradox there, right?
很多时候,很多解经家对这句话都有些不同的看法。
And it's really quite interesting, some of the theories behind it, but I really don't have time to really explain it. If you want explanation, I can certainly tell you in conversation, but I can give you the gist right now because of time constraints.
简单点就是这样了。But
there's a mixture, right? It's a paradox, mixture of opposition, right? Yet love.
就说你不同意这个人,但你带着爱去不同意他。
Do you see the paradox in that saying?
你看不看到那个盈亏在这里呢?
If a person is wronging you, you do stop them, right? You know, I'm a pastor, right? I've been involved in cases where there's been abuse at home.
例如我看到在一个家庭里面有这个家暴的情况。
And so you stop the abuse. If there's physical abuse, you stop it.
那你去停止这个的 肉体上面的 abuse.
But you don't stay there and get abused. You stop it. You leave.
你不是由得这个 abuse 去继续下去, 你去停止它。
You oppose that. You stop the attack.
你去停止呢啲嘅攻击。
In fact, you might even do it in a way that's pretty painful, right? You know, when you leave someone that you've spent your life with, of course, that's difficult.
咁可能你要去离开呢一个人，去停止呢个关系。
But if your enemy's hungry, feed him, it says. If it's thirsty, give him something to drink. There's a mixture of opposition, yet love, right?
咁你睇到就话，其实啊，当你话讲到话你嘅敌人肚饿嘅时候，你俾饭佢食，佢口渴嘅时候，你俾水去饮吓，呢度带住爱嘅咁去做。
You're opposing the abuser by leaving, but for the chance of reconciliating later.
咁如果一个人系虐待你嘅时候，佢你离开佢，咁但系都期望有一日你可以去和解。Right,
the leaving will hurt the relationship, but that's opposition, right? But it's the meat and drink, it's the resolution, it's to lead to resolution, right?
咁你去离开佢嘅时候。 你停止咗呢个关系，可能会伤害咗对方，但系另一方面，亦都将来希望可以有和解嘅一日。Look
again at verse 16. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited.
咁喺呢个16节，佢话到要与众人和睦，不可自高自大，总要系鼓就谦卑去对待每一个人。
You see how we obey that? The person is sinning. If the person is wrong, you oppose them. Why?
如果一个人是冤枉你，或者是做一些错的事的时候，你要去反对他。This is so important.
I hope you're practicing this. The most unloving thing possible is to let the person sin. Let the person sin. That's the most unloving thing to do.
有一样嘢就话，当你见到一个人系犯紧罪、做紧错事嘅时候，我系需要去停止佢。You
try to oppose that, right?
你唔可以再俾呢个人继续喺罪嘅里边。But
you do it gracefully, graciously, and humbly.
但系你系带住呢个谦卑、忍耐、带住爱嘅去咁样做。So
if you oppose without first forgiving, blessing, praying, loving, being humble, you're never going to see evil recede, right?
咁如果你唔係用呢个嘅宽恕，唔係用祝福、祈祷、爱同埋谦卑嘅时候，你冇可能令到呢个罪去停止。You're
never going to get that person to really see the error of his or her ways.
亦都唔可以令对方睇到佢其实做错咗啲咩嘢。Some
people are very abrasive, very harsh in language. And you know what that is? That's pride.
咁有啲人佢好骄傲，咁佢讲嘅嘢嘅时候，好直接，直接到有时令到人哋系唔舒服。You
see, they fool themselves. They think they're valiant for truth.
佢哋会觉得就话啊，我系站喺真理嘅上边，我系啱嘅。But
the delivery of truth is important too.
咁但好多时候你点样样将个真理讲出嚟？
And their yelling and their harsh and abrasive behavior, their language, you know what kind of conveys? They don't care. They don't care.
有些人就说，我是这样的，我是这么直接，我说话是这么严厉。
If they cared about the truth, they would say it in a way that people would understand it, would be persuaded, right?
其实如果他真是关心人的时候，他真是想将这个真理讲出来的时候，他会不会这样样将真理讲出来呢？
I think this would be an accurate statement. No one is persuaded through harshness. No one.
没一个人是应该这样做。Prideful
people like the fact that they offend people.
其实骄傲的人就是很喜欢去得罪人。They
like the fact that they upset you.
他喜欢令到人家不开心。Because
it makes them feel noble.
他会觉得，我是高级一点，好一点的。
They pat themselves on the back.
我咁样做系啱嘅，我叻啲。That's
the self-righteousness repaying evil for evil.
呢个就系话以恶报恶嘅一种嘅方式。And
so you and I need to forgive. We need to forgive the people before you even tell them that they're doing wrong.
我哋需要话俾呢啲人听，佢咁样做系错嘅。
And you and I need to pray for them And you and I need not to purposely avoid them.
我们要为他祈祷,
In fact, you need to will their good.
另一方面就说,
and when you go and talk to them about their fault, you need to do it humbly.
而你当要去, 啊, 跟他讲相反的说话的时候, 啊, 你要很谦卑,
Obviously, that's very, very difficult, right?
是一件很难做的事。
And so as you see on slide 8, how do you get the power for that?
我们怎么可以有这个能力去做呢?
Right? We looked at the principle, we looked at the practice. Where do you get the strength? Where do you get the power for that?
我们讲了原则，我们讲了做的方法。
Well, at first, when you look at verse 19, it looks like a strict exhortation, right?
19节的时候,
right, God literally says, do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord.
其实神他讲得很简单,他说,伸冤在我,报应也在我,不是你自己去报复。
That's not difficult to understand. It's an exhortation, right? It's what's it saying? It says, well, God's saying, you don't belong in my chair. I'm the judge. You're not the judge. You're not qualified to be the judge. I'm the judge.
很简单跟你讲,他说,你可不可以离开我张凳?我只是那个审判世界的人,那个不是你。
In fact, as you see on slide 9, it goes further and says, leave room, it says, for God's wrath.
他说,当神的愤怒要来的时候,这一切的事,一切的事,留给神去做。
Isn't that interesting? This is what God is saying. You don't really know what that person deserves.
他说,神跟你说,你不知道其实这个人最终会得到的是什么。
You're wishing for the demise of that person because that person did you really bad.
你可能很想这个人去消失,
but you don't know all the circumstances, all the background surrounding that person.
但你知不知道这个人的背景在哪里?你知不知道这个人他一生面对过,走过的是什么事呢?
Right, when somebody lies to us, we get pretty mad, right? We get mad at a liar.
你对于那些,对你讲大话的人,你很生气。
But we forget, we embellish the truth too. We lie, right? We give half-truths too. And then we say, we're complicated.
其实我们都会对人家讲个大话。
See, we rationalize our own sinful behavior.
很多时候我对我自己做错的事,我永远都有个原因,有个解释。
Only God knows what that person really deserves.
只有神知道究竟这个人应该有一天得到的是什么东西。
You don't know if they're from a broken home. You don't know if they had any parents who cared about them.
或者这个人来自一个破碎的家庭。
You're not qualified, says God, to be judge.
我们不是神,让神去做回他这个法官的角色。
So how dare you sit in God's judgment chair?
我们是哪一个坐在神的位置上去审判这个其他人这个世界呢?
And that truth that he's the rightful judge in the universe humbles us. That's where you start looking for the power, right?
就是这个,当我们这么做的时候,好像我要拿了这个权力去审判这个世界。
So how do you specifically get the power? The power to do good when evil is done to you.
那当这个恶降临到你身上的时候,我们在哪里拿到这个能力去做好事呢?
Well, it comes from, as you see on slide 10, the beginning of chapter 12 of Romans.
在这个罗马书第12章第1节,他这么说。
And Paul says there in the beginning, therefore I urge you, brothers, he's talking to Christians, in view of God's mercy.
所以他讲到,所以弟兄们,我以神的慈悲劝你们。
Right, therefore is a key word. Therefore, right? So then whatever follows is related. Verse 1, right? Therefore, so all through the rest of chapter 12, we're familiar with it, because we read portions of it today, are various exhortations on how to live, right?
所以在地,当你见到于是这个字的时候,就告诉我们,神要我们怎样去过我们的生活。
Including verses 17 and 21, which is doing good in response to evil.
就是说,就是说,我们怎样以德去报怨。
Therefore, everything he says here can only be done in view of the mercy of God.
他就说,我以神的慈悲劝你们去做以下的每一样东西。
You see, Paul could have said because of the mercy of God, but he doesn't. He doesn't say that.
他不是说这样做,
he says, in view of God's mercy.
他说因为神的慈悲,
think of a vista view, right?
是从神这个慈悲的角度我们去做这些东西。
You're on. The mountains out west are so much taller, right? As you know, you're at the vista view. Wow. Wow, I see the valley. Or you're in Freedom Tower. Wow, I see all the five
boroughs. It's
so breathtaking. It's so beautiful. I gotta take it in. I gotta stay here.
你是在那个地方望到一些这么震撼的场面这个环境的时候，你想令到你想继续都站在那里。
You see what Paul's saying? You gotta have a faith view of God's love and mercy. A faith view.
当你看这个世界的时候，你要好像要有神那个这样的，看一样地去看世界。
It's breathtaking. You know, move you. It's a vista view of God's mercy.
就是一个很令人平神秉息，令到人家很震撼的一个景象，一个环境。
You know, what changes the, in Matthew 18, the servant, right? Who is forgiven much by, it's a 10,000 talent. Parable story, right? Why does the servant not forgive the other servant who has a little debt, right, to him? The king, that Matthew 18 parable, right, forgives the servant this huge, huge, huge debt, 10,000 talents.
我想起圣经一个比喻，讲一个仆人不肯去宽恕另一个仆人，因为另一个仆人欠了一些钱，但这个不肯饶恕人的仆人。
If you read the Gospels, the only solution to that is a faith view of God's love for you.
其实需要的就是说，你想想神是怎样去宽恕了你呢？
I'll spell it out for you. It's understanding that the judge of the universe, steps down on the bench and goes into the dock. You know where the defendant sits? It sits there.
你想象一下，这个法官他离开他的座位，而去到这个被告坐的地方。
That's the cross. The King of Kings says, I'm the judge, but I will come down in the dock and sit there. Taking the accusations for you.
这个就是十字架的比喻，这个万王之王是来到去背上我们所做的罪，我们所作的恶。
I will take it. The guilty charge that you're supposed to take, I will take it for you.
这个法官说，我会将他所有做错的事，我现在帮他背起他。
So you don't have to justify yourself. You're justified in my work, in my person, Jesus Christ.
他说你从此就是这个的无罪。
You see, when you have a view of that, that'll melt your heart and you'll be able to forgive.
当你能够咁样去睇嘅时候，你就能够去宽恕其他嘅人。
Jesus Christ dying on the cross, being executed unjustly, right? What does he say in Luke 23:34?
喺呢个嘅耶稣基督喺十字架上为爱钉死嘅时候，喺路加福音23:34就咁样讲。
Does he say you'll get yours? Does he say that?
佢话你系咪攞翻？你会攞翻你要攞嘅嘢咧？
No, he says, forgive them, Father. They don't know what they're doing.
他说父啊，宽恕他们，因为他们不知道他们在做什么。
Does he yell at his executioners? Does he scream at them?
是不是他就是这样去对，要去钉死他人去尖叫呢？
No, the only scream he has is,to God the Father, right?
他唯一就是跟天父去讲这些说话。
Jesus has something good for the executioners even to overcome the evil done to him.
耶稣基督对于那些钉死他的人也都为到他们做这个好事。
There's no other power that will heal. No other power in this world.
没其他的势力，没其他的能力可以去医治这一切。
You want to be part of the solution to a fallen world?
你想不想在这个堕落的世代成为其中一个解决的一个的方法呢？
You want to be part of the solution and push back the evil?
你想不想将这个的邪恶去拱走呢？
And pick up your cross and do good.
去拎起你的十架，去在这个世界做一些好的事。
Even when they persecute you for doing that,
就算这些人去逼迫你,
for naming the name of Jesus.
是因为奉耶稣基督的名。
Father, we thank you for your precious word.
主，我感谢你所做的这一切。
We pray, Lord, that it would help us today in dealing with those who hurt us.
让我今天能够晓得怎样去对待那些伤害过我们的人。
Certainly, we live in a day and age of mudslinging, where there's so much going back and forth.
这个世界上今天有这么多的事去发生的时候，
we pray, Lord, that we part of the solution, not part of the problem.
我们希望我们不是成为了其中一个问题，而成为了其中一个的答案。
So grant us the peace and the patience that we need.
求你帮助我们
to face difficult circumstances and difficult people.
让我们晓得面对这个困难的情况，也都晓得面对困难的人。
May we do that to bring honor and glory to your name.
当我们这样做的时候，能够将荣耀、颂赞都归返给神。
And we ask that in the name of Jesus, Amen.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名义求。